Daksha offends Lord Shiva from the fourth canto. We already heard in Bhagavad Lila number 19 how Daksha's daughter, his youngest of his 16 daughters named Sati, was married to Shiva, who was her personal choice of husband. She selected Shiva. But Daksha didn't like him, thought he was strange, avadut type, dressed very strangely, and didn't even have a house, just lived under a bale tree, rode around on a big bull surrounded by a bunch of ghosts, always looked wild and intoxicated, skull necklaces, and snakes around his neck. One time, all the Daksha and all the other universal Prajapatis were performing a big yajna, and all kinds of gods and rishis came there. And Daksha was the leader of that assembly, very brilliant, influential person. When Daksha entered there, actually everyone stood up to show respects to him. Except, of course, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. But Daksha became very angry and offended because he saw that although all the demigods and rishis and everyone except Brahma didn't stand up, but then he became offended when his son-in-law didn't stand up. He sat silently, and the Daksha said, "What is this? I am senior, this is my son-in-law. Who does he think he is?" His eyes were burning with hatred. And he said, "Listen, everyone, all you Prajapatis." It's very interesting. He prefaces his foolish and envious statement by saying, "I'm not affected by envy or ignorance, but Shiva has polluted the path of proper behavior and spoiling the good reputation of the demigods. Everyone knows that he's my son-in-law, so he's my subordinate. But he's shameless. He didn't even stand up or offer me any welcome. And as you know, he lives in crematoriums and other dirty places. And his companions, they have ghosts and demons. He doesn't even bathe regularly. He decorates his body with ashes and skull garlands and bones. He runs around naked and mad, laughing and crying. He's auspicious. The word Shiva means auspicious. Only in name only he's auspicious. I didn't want to give my daughter Sati to him, but Brahma forced me. He requested that I do it. Although this Shiva is unclean and very bad behavior." And Daksha was so angry, he didn't even acknowledge his father properly. He called him by the name Parameshti, which means supreme teacher. So he also accused indirectly his father of being stupid for having advised him to give Sati to such a nasty fellow as Shiva. After speaking in this assembly of demigods and rishis and sages and Brahma and Shiva, etc., Daksha washed his hands and mouth. Then looking at Shiva, who was his son-in-law, as if he was an enemy, Daksha then cursed Lord Shiva. "Lord Shiva is the lowest, most degraded demigod. He should never be given a share of this sacrifice. The oblations of this sacrifice, he should not get anything." Then, after pronouncing that curse, shop, on his son-in-law Shiva, Daksha stormed out of that yajnashala. Although others appealed to him, "Please stop, stay, relax, cool down." But Shiva took this so-called curse of his father-in-law as a great blessing, because it gave him an opportunity to stop associating with all the materialistic demigods. As one would expect, Shiva remained calm and tolerant. But his personal associates, like Nandishvar, they became angry. And they counter-cursed Daksha and all his Brahmana friends who sided with him. Nandishvar proclaimed, whichever envious person has accepted Daksha above Shiva will lose all his knowledge and spiritual wisdom. Daksha is attached to his body and sex life. He has no intelligence. Soon he will get the head of a goat. All those who have insulted my Lord Shiva will stay in the samsara chakra and continue to be born and die. And all those brahmanas who supported Daksha just to get money from them to maintain, they will lose all discrimination. And they'll eat any damn thing. Let them go door to door to beg money to simply gratify their senses. Hearing this, the leader of all the Brahmins, Bhriga Muni, and on behalf of the Brahmanas, he started to condemn Shiva's followers with a Brahminical curse. All right, you said that, Nandishvar? Then let all the followers of Shiva become atheists and diverted from the Vedas and the principles. These Shiva bhaktas are so foolish. They try to imitate him by keeping long hair and drinking wine and flesh and other things. These Shaivites, they have blasphemed Brahmanas who are Vedantists. So these Shiva, these devotees of Shiva are already atheists. While all this cursing and counter-cursing was going on in this yajna among the demigods, Shiva became unhappy and he simply left silently, followed by his followers. The Prajapatis assembled over there, minus Daksha. They continued to worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and they did the sacrifice for 1,000 years. And when everything was over, they took the concluding bath in the Ganga and Jamuna and returned to their homes.